Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello. You're listening to Shag Married Annoyed, part of the Acast Creator Network, with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Yes, with me, Chris Ramsey, and sellout Rosie Ramsey. Now, thank you.
I love that.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. It's episode 59. As always, we love you. We hope you're okay. We hope you're all staying healthy throughout this whole craziness that's going on. And this week's sponsor is very much in keeping with what's happening in the world right now. This week's lucrative sponsor is People.
People.
Hey.
Yeah.
Remember People?
I don't really, to be honest.
Do you remember them?
People only exist on my phone screen now.
Yeah, remember the ones in real life.
I miss them.
Touch the faces and the hands and stuff. Smell them. Sometimes they didn't smell good.
I miss
people.
Cuddles. Yeah,
cuddles.
I miss people.
Well, I can cuddle you, so that's annoying. People.
Don't want to cuddle from you.
Annoying. Upsetting. Offensive. People. Hey. Hey, look, you're putting us off. I can't even do my slogan yet. People. Hey, remember? You hated them. Remember how you remember you hated them? You're on the tube and you're on the thing and you saw and you thought, hey, God, get these people away from me. People. Yeah. Hey, you want them back? That's the new slogan.
Is that...
You want them back?
Oh, it's like a song.
Yes, the slogan, yes. Like, hey, people, you want them back? Yeah. But then the next bit of the slogan is, hey, you'll hate them again soon.
Don't worry.
Yeah, you want them back. But soon, no, it's not a song. It's like, you want them back. But the other bit is like, you'll hate them again soon.
Hate them again soon.
So there we go. It'll be over soon. It'll be over soon. And you'll hear them again soon. You're welcome.
Looking forward to it.
People.
Nope. Talking about people.
No. That's not the note. Play the jingle. Play the real jingle. Don't do a song.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Welcome back to this week's Shag Married Annoyed. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Episode 59.
Oh, 59 on the Brighton line. Toot, toot.
Is that a thing?
That's the bingo call for 59. Did you not know that?
No, of course I didn't know that. I've never been to bingo in my life.
I used to call bingo.
Where?
At Pontins.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh God. Hey, Pontins really did have it all, didn't they?
It was great. Honestly, it was great. Bring your own cans. Amazing.
No, I do like that bit of it. Yeah. Bring your own cans.
I only know a couple of the bingo calls though, so I couldn't tell you them all.
Right, good. Well, sadly we don't have time.
Thank you.
I know two little ducks. Two 22. Fat ducks. 22. Two fat ladies.
88.
Sizest.
Well, tell Pontins.
Good. What's 60?
6-0.
Blind 60?
Blind 60.
Oh, 61?
6-1.
Right, I don't like this game anymore.
Ask us 90.
What's 90?
Top of the shop. Blind 90.
You know, you could have just said, what's... You could have said, I'll tell you what 90 is, but you made me tee you up for it there.
Ask us 69.
Oh, what's 69?
Kneel for two.
Oh, that! Oh, 69. Pontins.
I did say that.
Oh,
I think.
No, there was children there.
Nah, they don't know.
Oh, goodness me. Guys, as I was saying, episode before Blimmin' Marjorie from the bingo came and got the mic. It's episode 59. Thank you so much for listening. Please continue to like and subscribe and rate and all that bullshit. We love it. We're so happy that you're enjoying it during this lockdown period. We've been making these episodes a little bit extra long for you. And we'll hope it's helping in any way that it can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we should all give ourselves a little pat on the back
yep,
for getting almost through the 3 weeks, which they're probably going to extend it to another 3 weeks.
Don't!
But But
do you think they will? They're going to want that.
But look, well done. It's absolutely hard as out. Whatever you're doing, congrats. You're doing well. Yeah. Hey, it'll be all right. Hey, people, you'll hear them again soon.
I can't wait.
It was
to
in
hear
the contract. It was in the contract that I had to mention.
It was not. There's no contract.
It was.
I didn't get to see this contract. This is a shared podcast. I did not okay the people sponsor.
It's a present. Present. Christmas present.
Oh, really? Or am I going to get all of the lucrative sponsor money from your sponsors at Christmas?
One day.
Yeah. When you're 6 feet under, that's when I'll get it.
Wow.
And still won't then. Babadoo, 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 ba. Just quickly.
Yeah.
Last week's episode, I've had a lot of tweets about this.
Yeah.
Very angry.
Right.
You, mansplaining.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, so on the beach.
Right.
I was singing the right song. I wasn't singing the right song.
Oh, God.
But I was singing a song.
Yeah.
And it was somewhere in me, long-term memory.
Right. That, you mean subconscious, but carry on.
That's what I actually
meant. See, I have to, I'm not fucking mansplaining. I just have to explain because it would just be you sitting like fucking trying to find the far end of a fart every 5 minutes.
Well, I've realised why I don't sound as intelligent as what I used to on this podcast.
Right.
When we started.
Right.
Since we started writing the book, you'd think that it would make me like a bit smarter.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm just using up all my words when I'm writing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I only have a certain allocated amount of a day, right, of words.
Great.
And intelligence. When I write that book,
yeah,
and for some reason we keep writing the book, doing loads of work on the book on the day of the podcast, which isn't good.
Right.
So I use up all of them words, and then I come to do this, and I can't speak.
Jesus. Yeah.
So that's what I come down to. But this was the song. This was the song that I meant. I'm gonna see if you can hear this. Hands up in the air. Put your hands up in the air.
Ooh. I imagine. Yeah.
And again. Yes. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. We see you on the beach. We see you on the shore. You've got your little shorts on. You look like a whore. We want to touch your legs. We want to touch your face. Oh my God, oh my God. This is fucking ace.
Stop that immediately.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Immediately.
So carried away.
I videoed Rosie doing that, looking like fucking Perry from Kevin and Perry Go Large.
That's who I was channeling.
So right yeah, there. So that'll be on my Instagram on the day that this podcast goes out. Okay. So enjoy
that. I
said
that. The F word. My mom is getting really angry with me at the minute for swearing.
Yeah, she is.
To the point I think she stopped listening to the podcast because she just can't bear how much I swear.
Fucking slag her off now, even more. That's excellent. Oh, well, okay, good. She cannot load a dishwasher. She hung all the washing up once last time she was here, and it was a sunny day. She hung all the bloody washing up and then just pissed off. And I was going to bed at night and I was like, there's someone in the garden. Oh no, it's 400 things that just washed.
Well, she does that all the time.
It's a favour that she's doing. It's a service she's providing, but she just makes us finish it off, doesn't she?
Yeah.
You're going to leave, then come back, Sandra.
No, she loves it. She loves it. She loves to just always leave and just leave you with a lovely little something.
Yeah.
She left a couple of weeks ago and she just like touched one of the potted plants and went, this needs watering. It's like, right, okay.
There's a little part and passive-aggressive gift
great
for you.
Thanks, Mum. Love you too.
Yeah, so that song, I know for a fact you didn't mean that song. You just said, you literally happened to just say it on the beach.
I meant on the beach. That's what on.
Right. Well, you know what? I apologise, and you shouldn't have backed down. There, I said it. When I said it's not that song, you shouldn't have just went, yeah, it's not that song.
Well, I don't know, but I couldn't remember exactly. But now I do remember that song because I had a PE teacher at school called Miss Veach, and we used to say, on the beach with Miss Veach.
Great.
So that's how I remember it.
What was happening in the scenario on the beach?
Just on the beach.
You're just on the beach with that? Just PE lesson on the beach? Just jogging like Rocky?
Yeah.
Great. I opened up my Twitter on Friday morning when the podcast came out, and I had a message from a lad who I went to school with, a couple of years younger than me. Lovely lad from around here. I had no idea he listened to the podcast. Genuinely had no idea. You know, someone who you think, oh, I remember you from school, canny lad and all that. Had no idea he listened to the podcast. And the first thing I hear, you literally sent a link to that song. He was like, your ass was right. I was like, oh, so you fucking listen as well, do you?
Thank you very much. What was his name?
Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah, I saw him at the Newt the other day. I was on my bike doing my exercise and he was going to the shop and I went past and I went, she's giving me no but grief for that song. Thanks for adding to it. He just laughed his head off. I'm drinking wine now and I was going to say it's a wine cast, but fucking my whole life's a wine cast now.
Tim.
Jesus.
Wine life.
Wine life.
I actually want to just congratulate us quite quickly. Well, I don't think we've fought as much as what I thought we would have.
No? That's because we just keep disappearing out of the sides of the house to just stay away from the other person.
Because I've had to tell you, because you're a nutter and you just want to be around us all the time.
Excuse me.
You're like, honestly, I'm like Peter Pan and you're like me little shadow that I can't get rid of.
Well, at the beginning of Peter Pan, he's looking for his shadow, so that analogy fell apart instantly.
I need you a little bit. I need you a little bit. Right. But then when you're there, I think, oh, yeah. this guy, again.
Right, great. So this guy. Fucking hell.
That's the point we're at now. But yeah, so genuinely, well, you know, well done us, sort of.
Good.
I'm happy to go back through the Marvel films again, if you are.
Right, okay. Well, I put a clip on Twitter the other day of everyone in the cinema applauding.
Oh, that was beautiful. Oh, I did see that. God. That was very good.
Yeah. One of the comments on it was like, people applauding in the cinema, this is my worst nightmare. I was like, oh, God.
Oh.
But anything you put on, someone can have a fucking whinge about it.
Oh, do you know what it is?
Craziness.
You would have hated me when I used to fly when I was a kid.
Fly?
Well, every time we went on holiday as kids, we used to like do a round of applause when we landed.
Oh, right, okay.
I think they did it in an American film that we watched once when we were younger. So every time we landed, we were like, woo!
I remember when Pete used to clap.
Yeah.
I remember when Pete used to clap and do that. I don't think they do anymore.
No, of course they don't anymore. Everyone's miserable. They might clap after this. We might just be a bit happier after this.
After this whole thing's happened?
Yeah.
When the fuck do you think we'll be allowed to fly again?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't see that happening anytime soon, to be fair. No way.
Good that I bought you that jet for your birthday. I'll be taking that back.
What? That, I mean, that's just bollocks.
I did.
You're allowed to fly private jets.
Oh, are you? Are you though?
No, yeah, you are. You genuinely are, yeah. Yeah, you can fly them around the country so I can fly down to London or something.
Oh, I've took it back now, though.
That's just...
I didn't... Chris, honestly, I got you. It's a surprise for your birthday.
You're keeping this going? Are you keeping it going?
I did. Yeah, I bought you that private jet with my own hard-earned cash, right?
No, that's a lie.
I bought you that private jet. Yeah. It was $1 million.
Right.
Okay.
Bit annoyed that you didn't like
75 euros in euro. I got a really bad rate,
right?
Really good rate.
Yeah.
I kind of keep it up. Right. I didn't get you.
We are slowly losing our fucking minds.
We are
slowly losing our mind. Are you losing your mind? Get in touch. shagmindandnoid@gmail.com.
Oh, the will man. Don't.
Oh, the will. We're still getting loads of emails.
I'm losing my mind. Babadoo, 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 ba.
So, for those of you in lockdown and looking to annoy your partner or housemates or family, I've got a little game that I invented today. Last week we watched, or maybe the week before, I can't remember, it's all blending into one. But during this lockdown, me and Rosie watched Tiger King on Netflix.
I knew you would talk about this.
Oh, it's just one of the greatest things I've ever done in my life. So this morning, Rosie was listening to Dolly Parton, I think, or something like that. It was on our smart speaker. Now, the smart speaker is linked up to my phone, my account on my phone. So I just opened up the app and I waited for the music to finish. And what I did was, I'm going to call this game, because you can do it in songs on the smart speakers, but then you can also do it in real life, right? I'm going to call it Tiger Trapping.
Oh,
right? Yeah. So you know how we had Rickrolling a few years ago? We had like...
What's that?
Well, that was like basically, it was a thing online where it would be one video that would start as one video and then you would be like hooked on the video. It would be a quick one. It would be something like watch this till the end and it would click to Rick Astley, never gonna give you up.
Okay.
So it would be called, you got Rickrolled, right? So this is Tiger Trapping, right? So when someone's listening to the smart speaker and it's on your phone, when the song finishes, so they think that the next song in the playlist randomly, you have to make the next song in the playlist I Saw a Tiger by Joe Exotic.
Right? Love it.
Which is what I did this morning. Now, I stood on the stairs and I wait for your Dolly Parton thing to finish. And it was annoying because it was a country song as well. So it sounded like it was just bleeding into another.
Yeah.
So you were like, oh, just, you know, trying to turn it off. And I kept playing it and you kept saying it to pause and I kept playing it. And I eventually heard you turn it off at the wall, which I thought was very funny. Right. So you're basically, the game is you've got to keep playing it on you. If someone's listening to your smart speaker, you've got to play it, but you can bleed it into real life. Right. So the words are, I saw Tiger saw man. Now, Rosie, let's be honest. I must have got you with this 5 times today.
Well, the only reason you did was because it was the same genre of song.
Yeah, but in real life, I got it with you as well.
I thought it was on shuffle and I thought it was like Kenny Rogers or something. So,
and what I'm saying is you bleed it into real life and it did work today because I got you a couple of times with it because you've got to bleed it into a sentence. You've got to say, so I ran today. You were sitting in the back garden. Guys, you're going to love it. She doesn't, but you're going to love it. I ran at the front gate. I looked over the gate. I came running through to the back garden, like sweating as if something terrible had happened. And Rosie went, "Are you okay?" And I went, "Rosie, I've just looked out in the front street. Do you know what I saw?" She said, "What?" I said, "I saw Tiger."
I can't believe that you were wasting.
Tiger saw, man.
You were wasting precious podcast time.
It's the best game ever.
It's not.
Just lace it into people. You'll get them. You'll get them. Do it to your family members. Do it to your friends. Ruin your... You could do it on video chat. Oh.
Apparently there's another episode coming out of that.
Ah, that Jeff, what's his name, said it, the biggest bullshitter on the whole TV show. I believe it when I see it.
Is he the one who dressed like a 14-year-old skater boy?
He was the 60-year-old man who dressed like a 14-year-old Nelly. If you want to come and take a ride with me. He was literally ridiculous. Same like fucking bandana and cap and black leather jacket. Constantly.
He looked like Limp Bizkit, but grown up. Do you know what I mean?
It's what I imagine Fred Durst looks like on the set of the films he directs. Fred, should we cut? No, keep rolling.
What? Oh, well done. See?
Happy with that.
That was better. That was better. That was funnier and better than that whole shit game that you just took 10 minutes to explain.
It's an amazing game, and people are going to, the nation is going to take this game and run with it. They are. They are. Just watch.
So if lockdown doesn't kill you, the tiger game will.
Tiger trapping.
Tiger
do it.
Tiger trapping. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef, you little shit? I can't be bothered.
Is that just the jingle?
Just the jingle this week.
Oh, no visits?
No.
No visits from the
beefs?
They're
all self-isolating.
Oh,
they've
got symptoms.
They're all locked down. They'll come back. Once this is lifted.
Oh, they got symptoms. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Well, I speak for everyone when I say I hope the beefs recover fully.
You were going to say
else. We're all wish Barry and whatever the fucking Christ
Belinda.
Name is. Belinda and Becky.
We're thinking about you guys.
We wish them all
the best.
Look
forward to hearing from you.
In this trying time. Yeah. And good ones. What's... Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hello, Chris.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, hello. My God.
Hello.
I gloated and it's backfired. I'm all right.
How are you doing through all of this pandemic?
Right. Are you still smoking? You know you shouldn't be smoking while
it's a vape, Chris. I tell you before.
Right, okay, sorry.
But the vape shops are closed.
Are they?
Can you believe it? Good job. I've got 3 years worth in the shed, innit?
In the shed?
Well, the thing is, right, when I seen this first kicking off.
Right.
And the government... We're on the news.
The government, yeah.
It's how you spell it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I see it as I see it, Chris.
Okay, sorry.
Well, the government.
Yeah.
We're on the news, right?
Right, yeah.
And I thought, hey, this is gonna kick off.
Right.
So, I went to my local vape shop.
Right.
And I put all my pool winnings.
Right.
On vape. I've got loads.
You got shares in vapes now. Yeah.
I didn't get any shares because they have went to shit, Chris.
Right, okay.
Do you not keep an eye on the stock exchange? I thought a young little dapper lad like yourself would know what's going on in the world of Wall Street.
No,
I don't know.
It's not my thing, no.
Well, maybe if you ever want any tips.
Right.
My husband.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Bruce, he was
Oh, God, there's another one.
He was massively into shares.
Okay, good.
He's not dead.
Right.
Chris, he's not dead. We're just divorced. I can't fucking stand him.
Right, okay.
Cheated on us.
Did he?
27 times.
Really?
All cats. He's a big fan of pussy.
Great. Oh, wonderful.
Right, I'll see you later, okay?
Go fuck off. Now, it's worth it. It's worth it.
Thank
worth
you.
It. Don't know where you got that from. You need your head looking at. ladies first.
Oh, beef.
Right, that's why we're here.
Sorry.
That's why we're here. Not for your fucking audition for Split 2.
Oh,
crikey.
If I get an acting job off the back of this, I'll be buzzing like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cheered me right up that. I'll give you that. It has cheered me right up. I very much enjoyed that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, good.
Improvised.
I just can't wait till the next time Barry Beef comes on the podcast and just call his dad a cat shagger. I just can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it.
You'll have to remind us that I said that.
You'll have to remind me as well. Yeah, you remind me as well. I'll forget it. Okay. I delete most of that you think in my head. Good. What's your beef?
My beef this week with you, Christopher, is it's a bit of an understandable beef, but it doesn't make it any easier.
Okay.
So obviously we're going through a pandemic at the moment. Right. There's a lot going on. You refuse to watch the news at all.
Yeah.
So I've decided, because of your lack of knowledge of everything that's going on, because you are unwilling to watch the news at all, you know, go on Twitter, look at anything to do with it other than GIFs, I've decided when this is all finished, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to go out for my hour's exercise and I'm going to go at the pub. I'm going to get all your friends and family to not tell you.
Right.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to keep it from you for as long as I possibly can. And then a week later, when you're still in the house and I'm off dilly dancing down all the bars and the clubs, and you're going to be like, you've extended your hour's exercise to 7 hours. And I'll go, Chris, I just needed that exercise.
Right.
You're going to be gutted.
Listen, I watch the news and I do look at the information that they're given, but I just can't watch it all day.
I set aside a bit of time. Put it on the other night for 10 minutes and you had a go at this.
Because I wanted to enjoy my night.
I don't want to watch this.
I wanted to enjoy. I need to fucking prepare myself for when I'm going to hear all of the bad things. I've always been like that.
You're not 7 anymore, Chris.
I know, but, you know, no one else is coming round, so I can't act like I'm 7.
Oh, hey. Tell you what, you'll be a single 7-year-old by the time this is
finished. Been one before, not a problem.
Oh, come back.
Oh, my beef with you this week is...
How are we? Hit me. Hit me. We... Hit me with your beefing stick.
We were having an early night. We were in love once. We used to be friends. Now we're just colleagues. in an office of hate...
we're laughing, but it's true.
Career of passive aggression. We had a lovely early night the other night, right? Lovely early night. Didn't actually, you know what it is? Your beef bleeds into this one because we didn't watch the news. We didn't, you know, started watching The Crown.
Mm-hmm.
Watched The Crown. It's very good. Enjoyable.
It's that bad.
Robin stayed in his bed for a while, so we got to stay, watch it. We had a lovely cuddle. Lovely little time.
You did, yeah.
Yeah. Lovely little time implies that we had sex, but that's not happening.
No, who's having sex during a pandemic?
I don't know who's doing it.
I couldn't think of anything worse. No, I love you, and when this is done, I want to have sex again.
There's just an air of depression at the moment.
I can't.
I'm the same.
I don't even want to touch my own vagina. I don't want you touching it.
Either. I thought you were going to say I don't want to touch my own vagina. I don't want to touch your vagina, Chris.
I'd rather not.
Okay then. Well, my vagina is oft overlooked. So I was watching telly. I have a lovely little cuddle. And just about to go to sleep. I think, did I turn the light off? And I read a little bit of my book. I did read a little bit of my book. And then, right, you saw something on your phone and you rolled over and you went, look at this, right? You went, I've seen it now, so you have to see it, right?
What was it?
Right? You chose your phone. Do you know what I saw?
What?
I saw Tiger.
Oh, God, no.
Tiger saw, man.
No!
Thank you all.
Because you know what you've done?
So much.
You know what you've done there?
What?
You're an editor's worst nightmare. Because that whole explaining of this stupid game was shite, but now she's going to have to keep it in. Sorry, Daisy. You're going to have to keep that stupid joke in because he held it all the way along the podcast. You spoiled little brat.
No, there actually is a real beef
I'm
coming from
that
this.
You got us
there. I got you big time. But there actually is a real beef, right? This was actually, there wasn't that same night. This was, we were lying in bed. I was just about to go to sleep. And you did have your phone and you went, watch this. And I turned, I was half asleep and I turned and I went, what? And he showed us it. And it was someone bending over and shitting from a distance into a toilet. Can you remember?
Yeah.
And I went, I'm about to go to sleep. Why the fuck did you show us that? And you went, I've seen it, so you have to see it. Then you turned the light off and went to sleep. And the last thing rattling around my brain was someone firing a turd. Hey, it was impressive. They fired it from about a metre away and it hit the toilet. It was very impressive. I don't know if it was CGI. It might have been. But there was no need to show me that video.
Well,
no need
I
at all.
I had to see it. They tweeted me that video.
Someone tweeted it. I thought you'd randomly found it.
No.
Oh, my.
What? Where do you think I would randomly find that video? Someone tweeted me it.
Oh, wow.
We do have a section about feces in our podcast. So,
yeah, but I mean, don't send me videos of people doing poos. That's not cool.
I watched it a lot of times, I'm not going to lie.
I watched it again when I woke up because it was the first
thing
I thought about when I woke up. Yeah, it was impressive, but still. Yeah. No need to show it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Cues from the
Pews. As always, if you want to get in touch, it is shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Send us literally anything you want.
We're getting some really good questions at the minute. I think it's because people have got more time on their hands.
Yeah, great.
So I'm enjoying them. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thank you for contributing. As always, we can't reply to the emails and we can't read every single one out. There is literally like 15,000 emails there now. But what someone did actually, which I thought was quite clever, someone just sent it again. I read one today for the book. And someone had sent it, and then it said two emails. And I was like, oh, they must have added more, but they just sent it again, so it would pop back to the top of the thing. So
yeah, people do that a lot.
Yeah.
I think that's a work thing.
Cheeky little bastards. Yeah. Is it like a passive-aggressive, re my last email?
Yeah, I get that a lot on Instagram.
Yeah.
I get, just bumping this up again. Oh, no, I ignored you the first time, so I will ignore you again.
Have we talked about how the other day someone asked you what your pants, where your pants were from, and then sent you a massive message saying, why haven't you told us where your pants are from?
Oh, yes.
People are amazing.
I know.
Your videos got like 500,000 views and someone said, where your pants from?
Yeah, she said, you should answer the people because the people put you where you are now.
No, they didn't. And you quite rightly corrected her with who put you where you are.
Well, I sarcastically said you,
I've taken that to the next level. Chris Ramsey put you where you are. And it can take you back down again.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what else she saw, though? She said to me, she saw a tiger.
I got her. Did you see me face?
Yeah.
I got that. I like went, oh, she's going to do it.
Gosh, dang it.
Tiger saw, man. Best song in the world. I'll fight anyone who says it's not.
Annoyingly a very good singer, Joe Exotic.
He's obviously a maniac, but yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
Now, listen, I don't normally do shout-outs on here.
Okay.
And just because I'm doing this one does not mean I'm going to do any more. So, okay, I just want to put that out there.
What a lovely positive way to start your shout-out.
Well, it's just, we get a lot of emails and a lot of them are like, could you please shout out to such and such? And as much as I would love to, it would take the whole podcast to just shout out to people. And I don't think it'd be very interesting.
No, I see them as well. And can I add to what you've said there? As much as I would never, ever like to do that ever, I will never enjoy shouting at anyone. Carry on. I did as much as you'd love to, but you want to do a full podcast of shouting out to people.
Well, I think it's quite cool. Like, I used to ring into the radio shows and get a shout out for, like, me and my sister and my brother and that.
Oh, my
but,
God.
But, do you know,
oh
so it is pretty
God.
Cool.
Oh
but we can't
God.
Do a full podcast of just shouting out to people because it would be crap.
Got
but
a
anyway.
Shout out on the radio for me and my sister and my brother.
Oh, you're just jealous because you were a lonely little child and you didn't have any brothers or sisters to do shout outs for.
More jealous. More jealous that I wasn't out from the radio station. Carry on.
Well, exactly. We used to listen to Night Owls in my bedroom.
Oh, Alan Robson
Alan
gave
Robson,
you a shout out.
Giving it large. Oh, I won a talent competition on Alan Robson.
You won a talent competition on Alan Robson?
Yeah. I sang.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sang just Britney Spears.
Down the phone.
Hit me, babe, one more time.
You sang. Sorry. No, you sang down the phone to Night Owls on Metro Radio and won a competition.
Yes.
You phoned... why don't I know this? There was a talk... How do you not realise this is madness? So, sorry. Anyone who's not from the Northeast, right? There is a very, very famous in the Northeast radio show called Night Owls with Alan Robson. It's on Metro Radio. I don't know if it's still going or not. But basically, people talk and his jokes are kind of like... just like loads of like, you know, in the past, he's kind of like people have phoned up and he's ended up at their house and stuff to like... You know, saved. He's a pretty cool guy, to be fair. He's like, isn't there a story where he like went and saved someone? I'm sure like he went and saved someone who was like really, they were really down. The phone of them were down, and he like was like, I'm getting in the car, and he like went to them. There's a really cool story, or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it is, but I've been interviewed by him in the past, and he's a nice bloke. Mm-hmm. But so it's basically a nighttime talk show in the Northeast, and you're telling me for the first time we've been together for 7 years, and you're telling me for the first time now that you fucking. Phoned up, so you obviously sat on hold, spoke the producer, waited, and then Alan put you through and you sang, it was a singing competition, down the phone on the radio.
Me, baby, one
holy
more
fucking
time.
Shit.
Why did
that's fantastic. It's just amazing.
Chris, I won. Bloody won.
Of course you won. It's fucking on at midnight.
Ask us what
of
I won.
Of course you won. What,
Ask
did you,
us what, I won.
What did you win?
Nothing. I won the title.
Of course you didn't
and
win.
That was it.
Oh God.
So so I was on the phone and my Kate was in the bed listening on the headphones
on the
with the radio because it was late and my mum and dad didn't know we were still up.
true story.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, your mama, it was late and your mum and dad didn't know you were still up.
They didn't know what up. So fucking so hell. Actually, thinking...
Rosie! Are you doing radio phone and talent shows again? I've got work in the morning.
Well, I honestly remember we were sat in the dark. She was on the bottom bunk with the headphones in and I was on the phone and I was like this, my loneliness
fuck me.
Is killing
That's
me.
That's amazing.
So I half had to whisper because me mum and dad were in
God,
bed.
Oh God, that gave me joy.
Oh,
that's
I'm glad.
Gave me full on joy.
There's Chris, there's a lot of things that you probably still don't know about me.
That's just...
That you might. If you enjoy that, I've got loads of them.
Oh my God. I'm so happy.
Yeah. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
My boyfriend and I are huge fans and we both listen to your podcast on our commutes to work, which is why I wanted to use this opportunity to give a shout out to him. And I hope that when he hears this on his way to work, it will make him smile and know how much I love him. John is a police officer. In this mad and crazy time, like many other key workers, is working so hard to keep everyone safe. As a result, we have not seen each other for weeks because we do not live together yet and are both still at our parents' house. We, of course, message each other and speak on the phone, but to keep everyone within our household safe, we are quarantined to our own homes. So, I just wanted to say, I love you, John, and we will see each other again at the end of all of this, and I can't wait until we do. We'll meet again.
For me.
Don't know where, Johnny. Don't know when. But I know we'll meet again. Some sunny day. Join everybody. Keep shining, smiling through.
Doesn't even know the words.
Just Excellent. Like you always do. And I know we'll meet again, Johnny. Some sunny day.
Stop you there, Rosie. Stop you there. You've won the competition.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes. So, yes. Yes. Yes.
Shh. You wake your mum and dad up.
Oh, sorry.
That genuinely. That's. Oh, is that really genuinely true? I was waiting for a punchline there.
No, no. Like, that's the message.
Fair play.
In that. It broke my heart when I read that.
Oh man, you don't even think of that. If she does want to see him, she could just go out in a group and get arrested, and she'll see him at the station.
Oh yeah.
I'm not condoning that in any way. That is a joke. That is a joke.
Then he could visit her in the cell at work.
They could talk through that little letterbox that you see.
You
I mean, I doubt you're getting locked up for doing that. But he could quickly disperse her. It's not an innuendo. God, I'm tying myself in knots here.
That's from Amelia from Worthing.
Well, there you go. Well done, Amelia. Hang in there, love. Not long, hopefully.
Hopefully. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I was listening to the podcast where you mentioned puddle dick wash and...
As if that's a sentence. Can I just say now as well, there will be new listeners. We get new listeners every week who will just listen to the most, they will listen to the most recent podcast.
Yeah.
And someone has just heard the sentence, I was listening to a previous episode where you mentioned puddle dick wash. Guys, stop listening now and go back and listen to from the beginning because you're just not up to date with the
pattern. What scares me is that a lot of our new listeners go backwards. They don't listen from the beginning. They go on the newest one and they just go back.
That's really weird.
So
I couldn't do that.
They're a lot tamer, I think, at the beginning, aren't they?
I don't know. I think it ebbs and flows. I think sometimes they're really filthy and sometimes they're just silly. I don't know.
We'll see.
I can't keep track.
Anyway, I was listening to the podcast where you mentioned puddle dick wash. And it reminded me of an interaction my mum had.
Heavens above.
Before any of us had properly grasped what to do during the pandemic other than wash our hands, my mum took my little nephew at the park. She sat on a bench with another grandma and talked about general grandma shite until the other grand said this, I've run out of hand sanitizer for the kid, so I've had to resort to licking his hands clean.
Motherfucker.
just...
You are kidding me.
I'm not. As an NHS worker, I have to stress this doesn't work and I imagine Chris is flipping his lid right now.
I'm honestly, I've gone all hot. I'm fucking raging. I saw a photo the other day of a bloke I think it went viral. It was of a bloke at a checkout. He had the gloves on at the checkout in the shop. And he was 2 metres away from everyone. And with these gloves, he was eating a pack of crisps.
Great.
What are you doing?
That's defeats what are you the doing? Object. Babadoo, 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 ba. You missed that, everyone. But what just happened was Chris thought he could hear Robin. He does this approximately 9 times every night. Always
relax.
Thinks he can hear Robin. Can't relax in his own home. Even though Robin is 4 years old, And he's more than capable of walking down the stairs. Christy seems to think that we live in a 12-bedroom mansion, you know, and that Robin will never find his way around and that it's pitch black. He's fine.
I didn't know.
He will come down if he wants to come down.
I don't know why. It's really weird. I'm like scared of waking up. It's just, I think it's because I know once he wakes up, my night's knackered. Because I know we'll put him in our bed and then he'll go, I want you to come to bed. And demand to go to bed and he's half asleep, cantankerous fucking dictator phase that he wakes up in.
Why does he rule us?
It's mad, isn't it?
Because you said that then. Half of us thinking, ugh, I wouldn't do that. But then I'm like,
yeah, no, you yeah, would. His new thing is when he wakes up in the middle of the night, he just stands at the top of the stairs and just stamps his feet until they come because he's in this half asleep bastard mode.
Oh, he's horrible, like.
Raging when he's half asleep.
But we love him.
Dear Chris and Rosie.
Hello. How are you?
I am fine. This is a story I was told. This is a story I was told by my housemate, and everyone I have told the story to has been equally as horrified as I was.
Can't wait.
I read this today and it is horrifying.
Oh, is it horrible?
Is it? It's bad.
You love the disgusting
I
stuff.
I do. I can't help it, honestly. Oh. I'd love them. According to my housemate, her friend's friend started to develop this rash around her mouth. So she went to the doctors, who unfortunately diagnosed her with herpes. As the girl was in a relationship...
Around her mouth, that is so unfortunate.
Yeah.
But isn't that a cold sore?
Yeah, but I think you've got loads of them. I think you've got loads of them if you go to the doctors. I think it's like craziness.
Okay.
As the girl was in a relationship, she went to her boyfriend accusing him of cheating on her. When she went to her boyfriend began to cry. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm not cheating on you. It's worse. Of course, she was like, what do you mean worse? He explained that he had developed a strange fetish.
It's not with dead people, because it's not true if it is.
No, no, it's not. I can spot an urban myth. I don't think this is an urban myth. I can spot them, but I don't think this
is. What's his fetish?
If you've been to Brighton, you'll know that all of the clubs are along the seafront. Mm-hmm. What this man would do was he would wait for people who had pulled to leave the club and shag on the beach under the pier. After the couples would dispose of their condom, he would wait for them to leave and then eat it.
No. What? What?
That's what it says.
So how does that give her herpes?
That was how the man had contracted herpes and passed it to his girlfriend.
But herpes, Chris, herpes are a skin thing. He's ingesting a condom.
Right, so... well, he must be a messy eater. Getting it all over his face. Under the pier. Under the pier.
That is the worst. That is not true. I'm calling it. That's not true. That's not true. He'd be dead. He'd be dead. Who's eating condoms? Those are not biodegradable.
Well, I'm assuming he's just... I didn't want to go into this, but I'm assuming he's just eating the contents.
Oh. So he's not...
I'm assuming he's just, you know, like the inside of a crisp packet.
Oh, Jesus.
Supposedly they are still together and trying to work through things.
No, they are not.
That's what it says.
No,
I swear
they
to God.
Are not.
I swear to God. It says here, supposedly they are still together and trying to work through things.
Oh, I cannot be having that. There is a couple in this world. One of them's eaten cum and the other one is herpes on her mouth, being the daughters, and they're still together.
Strange as cum, Rosie, I'd like you to know. They've made a really good point here, the writer, who I think they want to be kept anonymous. I'll keep them anonymous anyway. I just wondered, A, how he developed the fetish, and B, why didn't he just say he was cheating? He should have just said he was cheating, let's be perfectly honest here.
Why's herpy girl telling her all her mates? Yeah. Imagine me telling my friends that you've been down at Shields Beach eating jizz. They'd never speak to us again.
Right. But then on the end of telling that, going, yeah, but me and Chris are still coming to the wedding. We're still coming
top
to
table.
Your wedding.
Yeah, top table. Yeah, great. Can't wait.
I mean,
lock your doors.
Blew me away when I read that. Like,
that's not true. Well, it's not true at all.
Weirder things have happened. Weirder things have happened.
That is... Okay. What?
Makes you rethink the world, doesn't it? Makes you rethink the world.
I wonder if you could make, like, a BBC drama out of that.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Broadchurch vibe. He's on the beach.
On the beach? Yeah.
It's all coming together.
Anyone who wants the rights to that, we now own them. If you want the rights to Blob Eater, then...
Mr. Blobby.
Mr. Blobby there.
It could be Mr. Blobby.
Do not sully the good name of Mr. Blobby in this disgusting story.
Blobby, 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 Blobby.
Wasn't he shite? Wasn't it the shittest? Even as a kid, I remember going, this is shit. Well, I'm watching Noel's House Party. Mr. Blobby came out and I thought,
loved
what?
Noel Edmonds' House Party.
What, Mr. Blobby was the shittest thing that's ever happened? Why? I'm sorry. It's just my opinion. Why was it? I remember, even as a child, I remember watching it going, what's this?
Why
does this guy come out in pink and just jump all over everyone's bollocks?
Because he was cool. He was fun.
How was he fun? He was a nightmare. Blobby, Blobby, a nightmare. Blobby, Blobby.
Do you know why he can't stay in the bath for too long, though?
Why?
Because he gets a crinkly bottom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. Gather round and listen to our family story.
Ooh,
this is a family story that their parents always tell everybody.
Okay.
We are a family of five. Mum, Dad, and three boys, of which I'm the middle child.
Got you.
I'm a middle child as well. It's horrible.
Never mentions it.
Never had my own room, Chris.
Never had
my own room. Do you know a little memory that came back to me the other day, which I've actually wrote in the book?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, for me to be able to have my own little room, do you know what I used to do?
What?
I used to take everything out of my wardrobe. Look at this tragic.
No, I love shit like this. What did you used to do? I love your Tales from the Tales from Down the Mine by Rosie and her family. Hey, we didn't have lights. We just used to shout so we could hear each other. Love it.
So, we are in me and my sister's room. We had fitted wardrobes. You know, it's got like a gap in the middle for a bed.
Yeah.
But there was never a bed there because the bunk beds were on the other side of the room. Anyway, we had fitted wardrobes.
Shut up. Hold on a second. So... I didn't know this.
Right, what?
So
the That's bedroom not the
you, no,
bit.
But this is amazing. So the bedroom you were in had fitted wardrobes either side and then the fitted across the top for where you'd put a bed in the middle, 90s style. But your bed wasn't in there.
No.
Because the bed was somewhere else.
It was on the other side.
So you were just in, so you was in a room. You were in a room that had fitted bed over bed wardrobes at one side with no bed there.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And the bunk beds
more
were
room for activities.
Fantastic. The bunk beds were opposite that?
Yeah. Well, wonderful. Opposite, but against the wall.
Opposite, yeah, got you.
Okay,
yeah.
So what I used to do sometimes for a little bit of alone time and to feel like I had, because I never had my own room ever, ever. Okay.
All right,
oh, no, I was 18 when my sister moved out.
Right.
And that's when I had my own room.
Great.
So I would take out all of the contents of my side wardrobe. Everything, like literally gut it.
Right.
I'd get a little chair and a little desk and I'd put them in the wardrobe.
Fuck me.
And I'd sit in the wardrobe and I'd keep the door slightly ajar and I would sit in there by myself.
Just sitting in a little cupboard.
I'd just sit in there.
Wow. Wow.
I'd do my homework on that in there.
Wow. There's a letter here from Rosie. It's just from that wizard school again. Throw it away. Just stay in here. Buying into that.
I wish they'd come for us. Imagine.
Fucking hell. That is tragic.
Yeah, I know.
That is desperate tragic. Times,
you had your own... I never had my own space. ever. Like, I just wanted to be by myself.
Fucking hell. Oh god. Where's our Rosie? She's doing her homework in the cupboard.
It's funny though, because I mustn't have had much stuff because I gutted that wardrobe. Jesus. And then I would put it all back after.
You just reminded us, when we first moved into the second house that me and my mum and dad lived in, there was fitted wardrobes in one of the spare rooms. And my dad, before my dad ripped them all out, I remember there was a panel on the back of one of them, almost like Lion, Witch in the Wardrobe kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the pulling the panel off. And you know what behind the thing, you know what I saw? Tiger saw me.
I
kept that short for the podcast, but I just want to say as a side note, the real joy in tiger trapping anyone is making the first part of the story so long and painful that they just want to know what the end
Please
is.
Please stop.
No, we've got to do it. This, send us your videos of doing it to people.
What's happening here is, oh, I'm going to mention him again. You should be on tour with Carl Hutchinson right now.
Yeah.
And he would have loved that.
Yeah,
but instead,
yeah.
I'm getting it.
I honestly can't wait to phone him and tell him. I'm halfway between. I don't know whether to phone Carl and tell him about it or wait until he hears the podcast and he phones me and goes, that's class. And I go,
well,
I
Sophie
know.
Will be listening, so
yeah.
You'll find out through that.
So excited.
Great.
Sophie, I'm sorry. He's going to do it to you all the time now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sophie. Anyway, back to the story. Holy mackerel, we went off piste there.
It's all right.
Anyway, we were on holiday at one of those campsites. I'm 45 now, so we were going back a good 40 years here. It was one of those campsites with the shower blocks, etc. So my mum was in the shower and all these mums are coming in saying, that poor wee boy. There's, I don't know why I did Scottish. There's blood everywhere and on, okay.
Sorry, what's happened here?
So they're in the shower blocks.
Shower blocks?
They're in the shower blocks in one of them campsites abroad.
What do you mean? What is that? I've never done this. I thought caravans had showers in them.
Oh my God, you are so privileged. Right.
Privileged? So, wow.
So.
Okay. Check your privilege.
Sometimes.
Not all caravans have showers. Check your privilege.
Well, they're not at the caravan. They're not. I didn't say caravan once. I said campsite. So they're camping in tents.
Potato, patata.
Tents don't have showers.
Sleeping somewhere that's not your house or a hotel. The fucking same.
So what you have to do when you're camping, or if your caravan doesn't have a shower or a bath, there is communal showering facilities.
Brilliant.
A bit like
a holiday.
A bit like the leisure centre.
Jail, like a prison.
No.
Great. Like a prison. Carry on. Fucking camping.
Such a snob. Some of my best years were in them.
Great.
Shower blocks. You know what I
mean? Rosie, you have just admitted to the whole fucking world that you used to sit in a cupboard. You cannot say, that you cannot tell me they were good holidays when, for fun, you used to sit in a cupboard.
I know, but you know, sometimes what I used to find really exciting when you used to go camping or caravan and whatever, what we used to do is we'd like watch a film, have a nighttime snack or whatever, or if we'd been playing out, then we'd all put our jammies on and we'd dressing gowns and we'd slippers and we'd walk to the toilets and have like one last wee and then brush our teeth in the communal shower area.
God, this is just tragic.
It's true. And it was dead exciting.
You know what? We can recreate tonight if you want. Instead of using the bathroom upstairs, why don't you fuck off to the top of the garden and go and have a little wee on your own?
Right. So, my mum is in the shower and all these mums are coming in saying, that poor wee boy, there's blood everywhere and so on and so on.
Okay.
Then one of them comes in to find my mum and says, I think it's your little boy that's hurt.
Oh.
She makes her way out and right enough, there's my older brother being attended to. He's got a cut on his head, blood all over his face, and there's a bloody stone on the ground beside him. And this kid getting dragged away by his mum, screaming bloody murder as he's getting walloped.
Oh.
I know, it was 40 years ago.
Right.
And he says, serves him right, the little shit, for splitting my brother's head open with a stone, right? Yeah. I don't think the damage was that bad. We all know scalp wounds bleed quite badly.
Yeah.
Back to the story though. About 5 years ago, my parents were telling the story again. Once they finished, I piped up. You know the funniest thing about this story? For all those years, I've got away with throwing that stone. To which my older brother turned to my parents and confirmed it to them.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
I sometimes think about that poor kid and the therapy they needed or resentment they had for their parents. So,
If you were on a camping site and dragged off by your mum, accused of splitting my brother's head open with a stone, then be warned, middle children are evil.
Wow. So it was him.
It was him who did it.
It was the middle child who did it, and some other kid got bollocked. Bollocked for doing it, and then bollocked for lying about it.
I know. But they both just let this other kid get away with it. Like,
so the guy who got hit in the head, he pretended it was the other kid as well for years.
Sometimes, Chris, this is what you've got to do.
Really? Because, is this a sibling? I know nothing about siblings. Well, or camping.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing is, sometimes if you haven't done anything wrong, if you have a fight with your brother or sister,
yeah.
Okay. If you haven't done anything wrong and you know you've got evidence that you haven't done anything wrong,
yeah.
So someone else has seen you or whatever, and you know that you've done nothing wrong,
right.
Then you tell on them.
Okay.
Okay. But if you have done something as well,
right.
Then you kind of just keep it to yourselves.
Wow.
Because then you'll just get bollocked as well.
Oh, it's like the mob, innit?
I remember one time I hit my sister when we were younger. She went off to tell me mum, so I got my nails and I dug them into my arm. And I went, Brilliant. Me mum, look what you did to me.
Oh my God.
So there you go.
That's dark.
Pure survival skills.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
True story.
Bloody hell.
I know. My mum believed us as well, so I got away with it until now.
No, thankfully she doesn't listen anymore, so we're all right.
Well, yeah, exactly. We're fine. It's all good. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, currently binging your podcast during lockdown and vicariously living my relationship through you two as me and my girlfriend are isolated alone. It's absolutely brilliant to listen to and makes me laugh out loud on my daily... I thought they said wank, but it says walk. I read it wrong.
My daily wank. Yeah, please don't listen to this on your daily wank.
That's awful. My girlfriend, Kirsten, please name her, is also listening to your podcast, but she is currently listening to them from most recent to oldest. What the actual F he's put there. So there is people who do it.
There is. Point in case. Proven. Well done.
Kirsten. My girlfriend is currently back living with her parents and has been since we've been together. During the early days of our relationships, I would stay there on Thursday nights before work. This meant I had to get ready at 6 a.m, then head out the door from the family home. No issue. No drama. That's what he's put.
Cool dude.
No drama. Drama.
Cool guy. Just what he said, fucking the Fonz.
Yeah.
No issue, no drama. Hey.
Hey, I live at 6 a.m. No issue, no drama, llama. After 2 months of seeing each other, her and her parents moved to a new house, and I continued to stay Thursday nights. Unfortunately, there was only an ensuite shower in the master bedroom, meaning I would have to walk past her sleeping parents in a towel every Friday morning.
Fuck that. A, who wants to do that? B, what parents are up for letting that happen?
Exactly.
I'd be like, your boyfriend's not coming anymore.
I know. Or, wash his dick in the sink.
Probably wouldn't have said that, but yeah.
Victorian wash.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that to my daughter. Get your boyfriend to wash his dick in the sink.
Well, why not? I'd rather...
Implies he's been sticking it in my daughter, and I don't think I'd be up for that.
That's not what I was implying.
Well,
because that's gross.
It, yeah.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Right, okay.
I'm also just thought he might not want to go to
work.
Well,
see, look, you can have a shower the night before, but you know what? So keep going.
Right, okay.
What? Oh, I can't get my head.
I tell people how strange this is, but he's not taking a poll, which I'm a bit annoyed about because he hasn't really...
Wasting everyone's time.
And my girlfriend gets really angry. I'm telling people as she thinks it's completely normal and I'm making a big deal out of nothing. What do you think?
It's mad. It's really weird. It's really weird.
I cannot say. I mean, we aren't at that stage right now. But I don't think I would be happy with one of Robin's girlfriends or boyfriends walking past us while we are in bed, a kip. And maybe if you know each other a bit better... Possibly now I would walk past your mum and dad in a towel if they knew about it.
Yeah.
If, say, the night before, if I'd said to your mum and dad, I'm really sorry, I've got to have a shower in the morning. Do you mind?
Yeah.
But I'd still feel weird, even now.
Well, they'd probably get up. They'd get up and get out of the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
is strange. Yeah. Aren't families all different?
Yeah. But for me, right, what would be the worst is if I was the bloke, if I was the guy in bed, the dad... And the bloke went through. It wouldn't bother us that he'd gone through. It wouldn't bother us. But you know he's going to have his morning shite in that room. You know he's going to have his morning shite. You're going to hear
he
that.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes,
I
he
don't
is.
Think he wouldn't.
You're going to hear that, right? And then, all right, okay, so let's just say best case scenario, he's not going to have his morning shite. You're going to hear him get in the shower. You're going to hear the water. And then you know for a fact, early morning, you're going to hear, morning hockling in the shower and you're
lying.
Why
do you think that you have to do certain things in the morning? Why is that a thing? Just because you're disgusting doesn't mean everybody else. It's just because you're hockling your brains up of a Friday morning in my mum and dad's ensuite doesn't mean that everybody else is.
Why am I all of a sudden?
Do you know what I mean? Just because you have gone past my mum and dad asleep, they've just got back together, you're walking past them in their bedroom having your shite.
I wouldn't be happy on either end of this scenario. I wouldn't be happy being the person sending me partner past me mum and dad. I wouldn't be happy being the mum or the dad, and I wouldn't be happy being the partner. This is weird. I'm really sorry. I find this weirder than a lot of things, than a lot of even weirder shit we've been sent. And I don't know why. I just feel like it's strange.
That's just brought up a memory for me. Okay. And it's not even a memory. It's like a current thing that I'm not as embarrassed about now. But I grew up in a house where we didn't have a downstairs toilet. We only had an upstairs toilet in the bathroom.
Yeah.
We only had the one toilet in the house. Your mum and dad's house has got a toilet downstairs, and then upstairs they've got an ensuite. And why have they got so many toilets?
They've got
three toilets. It's only a three-bedroomed house.
Mm-hmm. Toilet per bedroom.
Wow. Mm. Never thought about that before. Yeah. There's a lot of toilets in the house. Anyway, so it's very, very embarrassing when you go to your house and you need a poo.
Right.
And so for all the wees, I go downstairs.
Right.
But then whenever I go upstairs, I'm just going to the loo, and I go upstairs, and I know your mum's like, oh, she's having a shite. And I just think, oh, yeah, I am. And I'm sorry, but we've been here for hours.
You called it my house there. That was weird. You called it my house. This
is my
house.
Well, it was your house.
Yes, my mum and dad's house.
Yeah, but you know, you used to live there.
God, really strange.
But isn't that awful? And you've done it as well. I know that you've gone up to that toilet upstairs and I've thought, oh, he's off for a poo.
When our water tank packed in and I had to go to my mum's them few days for to go to the, like, have a shower in the morning, I would drop Robin off at nursery, then I would go to my mum's, I would go upstairs to, you know, have a number two and have a shower. Fucking both of them would come upstairs and start pottering on while I was upstairs. I don't know what they were playing at. I was like, stay down, what are you doing? They just started pottering on. I could just hear them chatting and fucking about. I was like,
it's their house?
I know, but stay downstairs. I'm you know, I'm a guest.
Are you not? You're their son?
Yeah, but I'm a guest. It's not my house anymore.
I went
but
to
my
mum's.
Bedroom. Sorry to interrupt there. My bedroom, that used to be my bedroom. They call that Robin's room now. That's painful. Know. That just hurts.
He's got tracked that bed and everything. It's like a full-on little boy's room. Oh, get over yourself.
The wanks I had in that room.
Ooh, in our little boy's room. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Millions. Millions.
Oh, it will be as well.
Millions.
Oh, vile. Babadoo, 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 ba.
I've got one here for you. A bit long. Bit long, but a bit weird, but also just interesting, I would say.
Okay.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. When I was in uni, I'd started using Tinder. So this must be, you know, she can't be long out of uni. We're talking within 5 years, I reckon.
Has it not been longer than that, Chris?
Tinder, I don't know.
It's been a bit longer than that,
We've been together for 7 years.
It was only just around when we started getting together.
Thankfully, I never got on Tinder.
I never did it. I would have liked to have done it, to be honest.
That's lovely to hear. I'd started using Tinder, and after months of swiping, it finally happened. The boy I'd matched with looked like a combination of Ryan Gosling, Tom Hardy, and David Beckham, all rolled into one with Angelina Jolie as his mother. He was beautiful. I mean, by the sounds of this, I'd fuck him. Naturally, I'd assumed he'd swipe me on a Tinder drinking game. Oh, bless her. Naturally, I'd assumed he'd swipe me on a Tinder drinking game, or he was a catfish, so I ignored the swipe. So I'm guessing it's a match or something.
I think if you like them, you swipe right. Or if you don't like them, you swipe left.
So she'd swiped a like and he'd swiped a like. But so they must have both got a swipe match. I sound like someone's fucking grander here. I'm very aware.
I have no idea.
So he's went aye and she's went aye. And then, but she's looked and thought, this must be bollocks because he's obviously just that fit.
Aww.
Bless you, love. I ignored the swipe. Then he messaged me and we got on really well. We were chatting for a couple of days when he asked me on a date. Ooh. I still couldn't believe it. This gorgeous guy wanted to go out with me. That night I went to a bar waiting for the biggest catfish in the world to walk through the door. Mm. Well, to my surprise, no catfish. Mr. Beckham /Hardy/Gosling walked in through the door and I was so nervous that I thought there was only one way to get through the date, and that was drink. By the first hour, I'd already had a bottle of wine. That she says that like it's impressive. Bottle of wine in an hour, fucking casual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing that before midday on lockdown, baby.
My darling.
After a couple of hours and more wine, I thought to myself, when am I going to get the opportunity to go out with someone this good looking again? So I took a chance.
Oh, God,
have more faith in yourself, my love. My darling.
My darling.
So I took a chance and invited him back to my uni house. And he said yes. So we were back of mine kissing on the bed. And then he stops and tells me he has a secret. The reason why the most beautiful lad in the world was out with me and not a Victoria's Secret model was about to become clear. He proceeded to tell me, it's not filth. It's just fucking weird. He proceeded to tell me that he has a fetish, and that fetish was to be treated as a piece of furniture. And he asked me if I would treat him like a footstool. My response, being hammered, was, did you watch too much Beauty and the Beast when you were younger? High five. Wonderful. He was obviously so upset by my joke that in order to make him feel better and less of a psycho, I agreed. I feel like that's a lie. I feel like he just went straight for it, but fair enough. We went downstairs and I sat on the sofa whilst he curled up in a ball at my feet and I placed my legs on top of his back.
That's all right.
That's okay, but it gets weirder.
Oh, no.
I texted my housemates what was happening and they all started congregating downstairs to watch. When they asked him what he was doing, he responded, I can't talk, I'm a footstool.
That's called method acting.
Listen to this, right? Now, when we don't want to be disturbed, this is simply the response we give. So, if one of them is busy somewhere in the house, the other one's in the garden, sorry, I can't talk, I'm a footstool. He eventually asked if all of us would take turns in using him as a footstool. And we did it. We binge watched Gossip Girl taking turns to use the most beautiful lad in the world as a footstool.
What?
The experience has bonded us for life and we still cry laughing about it 10 years on. It was 10 years.
10 years ago?
And the answer is no, I never got to shag him. All he wanted to do was be a footstool and that was enough to get him off. I was fucking fuming.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Isn't that great?
Wanted to be a footstool.
Wow, man. Like, good God.
Do you think it's got something to do with past lives?
No, because I think that's bollocks.
Do you not think you might have been something in a past life?
No, because I don't believe in past lives, because there's more people now than there ever has been. So where's the space going? So there'd be people born without past lives, but there's people born with past lives.
Fresh meat, so I don't know.
She's got a question on the end of this. It's quite a good question. My question is, if you could be any piece of furniture, what would it be and why?
Now, I would be a sofa.
Of course you would.
Because I love sofa. I've seen a new one that I want.
Oh, God.
But because we're currently on lockdown, I don't want to order it because they might take me money and I might never get it.
Or they might bring it and go, we're leaving it on the porch and I've got to carry a fucking sofa in with you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Do you remember the other day I walked into the living room and you went, do you want to move some sofas? Do you want to play move the sofas? And I went, no, and I just walked back out.
I just like moving them around.
You want to move them every 5 minutes. It's madness. I've known nothing like it. If I could be any form of furniture.
Oh, yeah, come on then.
I think I would be. And I don't know if these things exist because they sound amazing. But I'm going to throw it out there. I'd be a dining table that turned into a pool table.
You have that.
Oh, they do exist. They're amazing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm joking. I'd be a computer chair. I'd be one of them computer chairs with the speakers in the like head and that. No, I'd be a lazy boy with a fridge in the arm. Oh, I'm a bit drunk, but I'd be one of them. I'd be a lazy boy with a fridge in the arm.
I just want to leave on this note with that question, with that story and question.
Yeah.
You can't trust really, really attractive people.
Oh, this is an interesting theory. Okay, why?
Because I think they're just too attractive and they've never had to try in their life.
They've never had to develop a personality
because they're just really attractive. And you know, so, I would never go and meet someone and say, you know, sit on us, I want to be a chair, because I've had to develop like skills and social skills, whereas he clearly never has, because everyone's just gone, oh right, like she did it.
Yeah,
the mugs did it.
I mean,
they all took a shot.
I still think he was out on a dare. I honestly still think he was out on a dare for the fact that he let them all do it. Although, I don't know, was he having a cheeky little wank while it was happening? I don't know. He was curled in a ball. But what I was going to say was, have you ever bumped into someone who was the really good looking person at school since school and tried to have a conversation with them?
Yeah, it's like,
oh my God.
Yeah,
oh my God,
you.
It's unbelievable.
Too pretty.
Hey, there's that guy who was the best looking in the year and was going out with all them girls and was great at football and was dead hard. Hello, mate. Caveman. Oh, God, this is awkward.
Still looks nice, though.
Honestly, still book them.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Weirdly, the other day, right, you gave me a lie-in very kindly.
Yeah.
And I went back to sleep. You came downstairs, Rob, and I went back to sleep. And I had like one of them delirious half asleep, half awake dreams.
Love them.
I was dreaming about the podcast. I was dreaming about people sending questions.
Why are you so obsessed with us?
With you. Yeah. It's with our 20 million downloads I'm obsessed with. I had a dream about this question. And I woke up and I quickly wrote it straight in my phone. Right?
Okay.
And I haven't Googled it or anything since. I don't know if it's a question. I don't know if I stole it from somewhere. I'm not sure, right? But the question that someone asked us in my dream was...
Well, why don't you be this week's celebrity question?
Shall I?
Yeah. Are you ready? I'll intro you.
Oh, God.
You've never done one before.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
You've been on Strictly?
Oh, God.
Ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Celebrity Question. Yeah.
Well, introduce us then.
Oh, this week's celebrity question is from the marginally talented Z-list celebrity. Scraping the barrel with this one, if we're totally honest with you. Everyone's on lockdown. People are too busy doing Instagram lives. Christopher Ramsey.
Cool, thanks. my celebrity question is, if you were a centipede, right?
The one with all the...
100 legs.
Legs.
Would you always wear shoes or never wear shoes? Is that something you've heard before? I genuinely thought of that in a dream. Like, would you... Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Would you constantly... Because you've got 100 legs.
Yeah.
Would you constantly have a pair of shoes on? You were like, look, these are just the things I wear all the time. Or would you be barefooted all the time if you had 100 legs?
I'd be barefooted.
Yeah?
Simply because having shoes, I know they'd be very small, but they would all rub off each other. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Have they got
no,
feet?
No, I don't know what you mean at all. So the thing is, you're you. You are you. So you've
got
oh,
I'm me. I'm
body.
Not a centipede.
Well, you're a centipede you. So there's you, but then behind your shoulders, let's say bum. Behind your bum is another arse and another arse. And there's 100 legs behind. So there's 50.
Right, okay.
50 more waists with legs coming down. So you're just you, but a centipede. But
oh,
somehow
right,
you
okay.
Can, you can, you know, you're bendy. You can reach all your feet. Would you always wear shoes? Meaning you'd have them on all the time because you can't be fucking take them off and on all the time. So you'd have to choose to always wear shoes or never wear shoes.
Well, I'd have to wear shoes because I'd get sore feet.
Always.
Well, how are you going to walk to the shops?
Don't know. Maybe you'd just get really
you'd
hard.
What if you stood in dog poo?
Hose? I don't know. Be really long bath.
What is this? The 1810? I'd
puddle?
Like to wear some shoes, please.
Okay, so you'd wear shoes all the time.
You'd have to.
What if you're going to someone's house that had really nice carpets?
Then I wouldn't go. I'd say, I'm sorry I can't come round, but it takes us 20 hours to take all my shoes off. So I'll meet you at the park okay. Once this is all done and we can be together again. What would you do?
I don't know. I woke up half delirious thinking about it and I wrote it down.
Are you all
right? I think I'm drunk and I'm delirious and I've been on lockdown and I'm honestly having a breakdown.
Do you know what's very funny? Because obviously we do this podcast and believe it or not, it's absolutely not scripted at all. I wish it was.
I imagine scripting this bollocks.
But I didn't realise that last week we were talking about crack and then I said, I've never tried crack cocaine. And then you said, oh, neither have I, but I've heard it's Moorish. Like, at least 20 people tweeted me that and remembered that. But
really?
I forgot that we said that.
Oh, the joke, yeah.
That was,
it was just
yeah,
a joke I said on the spot.
You said crack cocaine's Moorish. And
yeah.
I thought it was quite funny. But I don't remember laughing at the time. So, well done for that.
Fuck me. We are on the edge here. This is...
Oh, I'm having a breakdown. I'm due on, which is horrible. Why Boris didn't stop periods... For a couple of months.
Why did he cancel period?
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, God. Get well soon, Boris, by the way.
Yeah, get well soon. Due on, having a mental breakdown, becoming an alcoholic, eating everything in sight. I'm currently sick of my life.
I'm currently Robin's favourite, and I'm happy for that to fucking end wherever it can, because I've had enough.
Yeah, he's obsessed with you.
I can't get away from him.
It's minging.
I can't get away from him.
I'm sick. I'm sick of being in the other room, listening to you two bonding. If I'm honest, vile. Absolutely gut churning that is.
Vile.
It is.
Jealous.
Yeah, you could say that as well. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits, all the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Let's talk about shit.
With a little bit of shit.
Let's talk about shit. Shit, married and shit.
Kabow. Bow, bow, bow.
That was great. That was great. Right. Go, 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 go.
Pew, pew, pew.
End on a high. End on a high.
Wait a minute. It's a job. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hi.
This is about my wife. Luckily, she listens to this podcast, and I want to be evil and share this story with you guys.
Ooh.
Enjoy. But I need to not say her name, as if someone from her work listens to this, she may be sacked, as to this day, no one at the office knows who done what I'm about to tell you.
Wow. So, great. Let's do it.
Where do I start? My wife works for... he's put this... she's a post woman. Post lady.
Post person.
Cool. And I don't want to say who she works for. But
Royal
it's...
Royal Mail. Oh. Well, fucking hell. I didn't have to be Sherlock Holmes to work that
is
out.
Is it not any other companies?
Rosie, I cracked your code. Christ on her bike. She's a post person for what company? The only company that has
Are
post
the
people?
Only company
yes!
That does it? Oh, fair enough. I just didn't want to get in trouble. Honestly,
my partner is an officer of the law. I don't want to say who for. Is it the police? God damn it! How did you crack it? Jesus. Oh wait, it's fine. There's millions of postal workers.
Okay. Anyway, okay. And goes out on her deliveries by herself. Days before this happened, she was off work in pain due to her not being able to poo.
Oh.
We tried everything. Curries and laxatives, we. But still wouldn't work.
Can I just say, sorry, that's one of the beautiful things about being married. We, like, one if one of you is constipated, it's a team effort to try and
it's
sort
both
it out.
Of these
it
both
really
constipated.
Is. It's like, let's do this. Let's unplug this blockage.
Let's get this shit
love
out.
It. Yeah. Love it.
So they tried everything. Still didn't work. So she thought she would go back to work and see if walking would help, as she walks miles a day.
It can do. It can loosen you up.
Yeah, apparently.
As a man who's been chronically constipated before, I can tell you it can work.
Good, yeah.
Didn't work for me, but you know.
Thank you for sharing that. Anyway, she went back and went out on delivery, and a couple of hours later, I receive a phone call from my wife. She's calling me saying she's going to shit herself.
Mint.
Unfortunately, my wife doesn't like shitting in public toilets, but I tell her, find a supermarket or somewhere else with the toilet. But unfortunately, again, she was working in a rural area that had nothing but farmland. Nightmare. She hangs up. 10 minutes later, she calls me again, crying. saying she needs me to come find her. And I'm asking, what's happened? Are you okay? She replied, no. I'm in the back of the van and I couldn't hold it any longer and I've shit in a postal red bag. I told her to go back to the office and explain what had happened. She went back to the office, crying, but couldn't tell anyone what had happened. She went upstairs to the toilet to sort herself out, then went home without saying a word. But this isn't the end of the story. A few days later, the managers called everyone up for a meeting and asked who used M5 van last Tuesday.
Oh, never in the world.
As they had found a wet, disgusting shit. In a postal bag.
Why did they have to say it was wet? Just say a shit. Right, and we have found, and I'm going to describe it, and I'm going to use some adjectives. Wet, not dry. Not
moist,
solid.
Moist.
Fuck me.
To this day, no one knows it was my wife, and they now have a nickname for this mystery person, the mystery shitbag.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Funny thing is, this story was used in my father-in-law's speech on our wedding day.
Fantastic.
And I've never seen her so embarrassed in my 5 years being with her. Thanks for reading this.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Oh, great. Shat in a postal bag. The Queen's postal bag as well. Disgraceful. Probably treason, that. Might as well have killed a swan while you're at it. Shocking.
My question is, why didn't you take it home with her? Why did she have a poo in the bag and leave it in the back of her work van?
I don't know. That's a really good shout.
Why do that? And I'm not being... If she's in rural farmland, why didn't she just go in the field?
Jesus. People, man. People.
It's just, she's not being smart. Smart, smart. No, no, no.
Smart, smart.
None of the smarts.
No. But I mean, you know, I don't know, a field's very open. It's very worrying. Do you know what I mean? Rural fields, joggers, people on motorbikes, people on bicycles, farmers. Anyone could just... You feel like no one's there, but if it's like rolling hills, people can just pop up. It takes a long time to do a poo sometimes. People can just pop up from nowhere. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, not really, but...
So you would have went for field, not van.
I would have absolutely went for field over the postal van.
Yeah, but if you've got a van that closes up and the door, no one can see you, you wouldn't just do it there. I mean...
Right, if this was me...
Yeah.
I'm putting myself in this scenario, right? I may have got a bit of junk mail. You can tell junk mail.
Anything that said the occupier.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
There's no name. Great. That's junk mail. Do you know what I mean? From a phone company or something like that. I'd have got a few of them. I'd have laid them out in the back of the van.
Pizza menu.
Something like that.
Great.
Do you know what I mean? I'd have got a few of them.
Laid them out like a cat.
Laid them out like a litter tray.
Great.
I'd have done my business on there in the back of the van. And then I would have scooped it all up and took it home, probably. Or I'd have drove past a house of somebody I know, somebody I could trust, and say, can I dispose of this?
Somebody I could... Sorry. You would go past someone's house and go, all right, I've just shat in this menu. Can I come and leave it in your bin?
There's a few people I would tell that. Would you not? I could...
No, I'd throw it in a drain. I'd throw it in a hedge. I'd throw it anywhere.
Could you not go to... Is it not a couple of friends or maybe a family member that you could go to and say that? I could... If I went to my brother or sister's house, or my two best friends, Angela, I'll name them, I'd go to Angela's, I'd go to Steph's, I'd go to Kate's, I'd go to Kevin's, I'd go to my mum's, I'd go to my dad's, I'd go to my nana's, and that's probably about
currently
it.
Currently listing the luckiest people in the world.
I would go to them and say, I had to have a poo in the back of my van. I please put it down your toilet? And or wheelie bin.
Wow. And do you want this menu?
Do you want to get a pizza of the night?
Buy one, get one free voucher on this.
I'll buy you a pizza from that menu. Just can you see?
I got a menu. I got a pizza menu through our post box the other day. And you know, sometimes they're folded up. Weird. I opened it up, right? Do you know what? Inside.
No, it's not a tiger. I don't care.
I saw a tiger.
Great.
Tiger saw me.
Oh, God. Oh, please. Please let us go back to normal. I can't deal with this shite anymore. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo. Thank you once again for listening. We absolutely love you guys and we hope you're all okay, genuinely. It's a bit of a mess, but we'll get through it.
It is. It's taken its toll mentally, as you can probably tell by the tangents that have arrived during this podcast. I'm slightly squiffy now as well. I'm quite drunk. I'm going to be deadly honest with you now. If you want to get in touch, please use the time to get in touch. It's Shagmarinoid. What?
Did you say that?
What?
I saw a tiger. The tiger saw a man.
That's really...
I got you.
You looked out the window. Guys, she looked out the window and everything. That's really upsetting. Oh, I wish I hadn't invented this game.
See you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5.
From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.